Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, soldier. Did you play this because of my shirt, or you played it because you heard me singing this song all day? Because you're not in the studio with
us. Yeah, that was weird.
Because we walked past each other and you were singing it.
Yes. Okay.
Because
that's very appropriate. Randy's been singing this song all day.
Yes.
Playing Buffalo this weekend.
Oh.
Or Monday.
Oh. But no.
Why you been singing it?
Because I was listening to it on the way here.
And you have your Bob Marley
shirt. Yeah, my Bob Marley shirt.
Is it his birthday? Or
No.
I can almost guarantee that if I ever hear you singing any Bob Marley song, I'm going
to
play it.
Because what happened was, remember I told you last week I had to do something about all them damn T-shirts?
Uh-huh.
And so I went to work yesterday.
I really like that. I mean, I like all your T-shirts. I really like that one.
Cleaned out throughout. And then this was back in like, it was like, damn, I haven't worn this in a while.
Yeah, that's a good shirt.
Yeah. So yeah. But yeah, I was like, damn, did Bo hear me? Or... Yeah, I've been singing this all day, man.
Okay, you never get enough Bob Marley.
No, there's no such
thing. There's no such thing.
Now, it is noon on hump day, so congratulations. You're halfway to the weekend. It's all downhill from here. Big weekend. Every weekend's big this time of year. But, man, big games on Saturday and on Sunday. Obviously, the Falcons don't play till Monday. We'll get back into that. We'll get into a college football corner in about 20 minutes as well as we start to look ahead to some of those Saturday games. I saw, I think it was Brett McMurphy. Now, you know, you got to stretch a little bit for this to be true, but it is true. He said today begins a stretch of 47 days where there is at least one Division I college football game or NFL football game on television.
Okay.
Now, again, you know, you got to want to watch UTEP play against somebody tonight, but maybe you do. Maybe you do want to watch that tonight.
UTEP's, whatever, what's their mascot?
The Miners.
The UTEP Miners. I'm sure there's some Miner fans out there.
Yeah, I got a soft spot for the UTEP Miners.
And that is because?
They were the only school, only college that sent me a letter of interest about college golf.
Oh, really?
The only one. Now, it was one, and it ended very quickly, but that was it. They were the only university that showed me any interest in me playing golf there in college.
Well, that's cool, though.
Yeah, so I was like, well, that's nice. That's cool. Thank you.
Yeah, letter framed?
I don't even have it. I wish I did. Yeah. I wish I did still have it, but now it was a long time ago.
Yeah, man.
What could have been? Could have lived in El Paso.
I was about to say, you went to El Paso with your mom, right?
My dad and my stepmom.
Yeah.
So that's where my stepmom's from.
Yeah, but I like that.
Yeah. It was nice.
That's cool.
Anyway, you could watch some UTEP Miners. I think they play. I don't know who plays. Yeah. Somebody plays tonight. Anyway, the back page with Bo. That is UTEP. All right, there you go. They have a five-star quarterback. He transferred to a bunch of different places.
They're actually home underdogs tonight.
Against who?
Liberty.
Liberty, you know.
And you can't forget the Missouri State Middle Tennessee game also taking place.
Again, I got to say, Middle Tennessee, first school offer me.
So there you go.
Yeah, first school. They offered me for Georgia.
That's awesome.
The Blue Raiders.
It all ties together. It all ties together. All right. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. You want to just do the NFL no huddle?
Yeah, because I was going to talk about the whole Joe Flacco thing. Which,
all right, let's do it.
Which is just hilarious to me.
Okay. NFL no huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
I know that the Joe Flacco stuff came down at the end of our show yesterday, and they made a great point. And I thought about it again this morning. Like, they could protect Joe Burrow is one of the most elusive people in the pocket. You know, as bad as that offensive line is, Joe Flacco can't move in the pocket.
Mm-mm.
What the hell are they talking? I mean, I know it's I saw it and Abe has it on the rundown too. They didn't even call the Giants. Fine, whatever. But, like, Joe Flacco?
He beat him before.
He did.
He beat the Packers before.
He did.
The argument I've seen like 10 times, whether you buy it or not, is a different story. He gets the ball out quick.
He does.
Okay. Bengals are cheap. They didn't have to pay very much for travel.
You know, they didn't.
Cleveland to Cincinnati is close.
Yeah, I saw a thing when Joe was on the plane. Somebody is as intrusive as people are now with with their damn phones, just taking pictures of you, not even asking if they have permission to. Got him on the plane.
Okay.
So he's going there, and he's going to start on Sunday.
How many starts does he make as the Bengals quarterback?
I think he starts until he gets hurt.
That right.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm asking. Jake Browning back in there. Or maybe you can. Maybe he could be an off-the-bench guy. Like
maybe that's what Browning has
to be. Maybe he's the guy that can't start from the get-go.
He has to come in, and he's like a relief pitcher.
Yeah, I have no clue. Okay. But, I mean, I wonder how Jamardon feel. I wonder how T. Higgins feel. Like
they're not, not good. They're not happy.
But now, as soon as I say that, the thing with Jamar is all Jamar needs is a step. All he needs is a crease, and Jamar housing that thing.
Yeah, all that to say, like, if he's not on his back, Joe Flacco's a better quarterback than Jake Browning.
I agree.
So they got a little bit better, and, the goal has to just be to try to salvage things, keep your head above water.
They must think Burrow's coming back. He might be coming back sooner.
Right, because it was 3 months, and I don't know. I don't think they've had their bye yet, right? So, that's 10 games, 11 games, they can just sum. And they were 2-0.
If we can stay somewhere close to where – because I think Pittsburgh going to come back. I think they win this weekend because they play the Browns. Mm-hmm. But, can they keep it close? And because the biggest thing for them, obviously, trying to get theirs so you can have Joe Burrow, you got to take advantage while Lamar's out too. While Lamar's
That's
out.
True.
Yeah. You got to take advantage while Lamar's out also.
I don't know. Maybe that was the best option.
Maybe that was the best option.
When you read that news to me yesterday, I was amused.
Huh?
I was like, all right.
What?
I guess. Well, maybe it'll work. Here's Raheem Morris talking about Michael Penix.
I've been really comfortable with Mike for a long time, so I'll just talk about the latest thing he did, and it was last week in his response when he came back out there bad game. That is the telltale sign for quarterbacks, how you respond after it doesn't go your way. Yeah. It's not absolutely what you wanted to look like in the game, and you have to respond and play better. And you got to play better around them, but how do you respond? And I love this practice response. I love this verbal response to his team. I loved his response in the game, and I loved his response after of knowing it's a process.
Yeah, a year and a half is a long time to know somebody and know what they're made of. I had a good buddy of mine from high school that he met a young lady in a week. Within a week, they got married. That was when we were 17. They're still married to this day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, when you know, you know. When you know, you know.
And so I guess, they've been married. Since we were 18 years old. They waited till 18.
Let me veer this conversation left for a brief. It was my wife's birthday last night. We went out, had a nice dinner, and you sit there kind of reflect on the year and whatever, all this kind of stuff. And we're very thankful for a lot of stuff that's happening right now. I said, one of the things I'm thankful for. That you didn't get freaked out and leave when I told you that I loved you after 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog. you fall in love quick, man. But I look at y'all. Y'all got
Y'all
got a house. Y'all got cars. You got 2 babies, a fence, and a dog.
We're going to Harry Potter themed dinners for birthdays.
And y'all about to get a new sectional.
We are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
We are.
Yeah. I know. Who would have known?
You can pay for a sectional with no interest for a really long time if you have good credit.
Yeah.
They'll let you just pay $80 a month.
Yeah.
No interest.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Good credit. Good credit helps, man.
I don't know. Who knew?
Yeah. A lot of people. That's why I tell you.
Oh, people knew that?
You gotta make sure you keep it clean. And if you got the
to be a catch.
If you got the means to be able to clean it, do that.
Well, right. Yes. Right. That's the thing.
Yes.
If you can get your financial house in order.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, I like the
damn Georgia credit card. Had me.
I know. It was a free pizza,
Randy.
Happy
strong, man.
We all said, did they get you at the free pizza?
No, they got me with a free T-shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were set up at the edge of campus giving away free pizzas if you just signed up for the credit card.
It was Georgia card, too.
Idiots.
Yeah, man.
We've all been there. I like the response. Let's not have to respond like that again.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know what you're made of. And again, he's still a young quarterback. There's going to be upset. He's going to have some moments in this game where you're like, damn. But you, the thing about it is you got to be consistent and just keep building off of that.
And let's have the response be like that. Oh, bad drive.
Yes.
Respond with a good drive.
Oh, my God. What
not
a freaking
30
game.
To nothing to Carolina and then have to do that again. Yeah,
This team is not, I mean, obviously, the same player showed up. That's not them.
No.
That's not them. What happened to Charlotte? That's not them.
The further away we get from it, hopefully someday we can laugh about it. But it just, it baffles my mind that was even possible.
Yeah.
I really do not. Yeah. All right. Well, the guy they're going to be playing against this week's a little bit different. Here's Josh Allen talking about what went wrong for them against the Patriots.
Turning the ball over 3 times in our red zone. Gave them one in their red zone. That's just bad football. And we just did not play good tonight.
Yeah.
I hate that is the game they just played. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I actually would love if they would have smoked the Patriots and came in here undefeated and maybe kind of overlooked a little bit. But to have 3 turnovers in the red zone and lose your first game of the year and
pissed.
You're on national TV.
Oh, they're pissed off.
I know. It's kind of, I kind of hate that.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people saying that, and it was pretty funny.
Right. Of course. I mean,
you know what I mean?
You got to play good teams.
You
got to
play good teams and things like that. But it was an uncharacteristic type thing for Buffalo because they do take care of the ball pretty much. But yeah, he's going to come in here with on a mission. It is Monday Night Football. It's going to be down here in Atlanta. Has he been here?
Man, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think so. Yeah. Maybe young Josh.
Maybe young Josh. Okay.
But I don't think
so. He's a problem, man. Like, as Dave said earlier, man, this dude's a problem. This dude's an MVP player, man. This dude is one of the, if not the best quarterback in ball. And, you know, he has the ability when stuff is going wrong to overcome all that because he's just that special of a player. He's a special player.
Jerry Jones got fined $250,000.
Yeah, he shot a bird at some of the New York Jets fans.
Oh, at the Jets fans.
Yeah, the Jets fan. Yeah, he shot a bird at him.
I bet that was worth it.
It was funny as hell too. It was funny as hell to watch him get that arthritic ass middle finger up. And
those bony old middle fingers.
They hit harder.
They do. They hit way harder.
Yeah, they hit harder.
You get the bird shot at you by an like 80-plus bird.
They meant that.
Yeah, they meant it.
Yeah, they meant
and it
that.
Hurt.
Like, yeah. They meant that.
He'll do that again. 250 is a chump change for Jerry to flip a bird to a New Yorker.
Hell yeah.
And they won the game. Anyway, I didn't see that until just now.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, though.
It is funny.
It's pretty funny. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is going to go – well, he's on a practice squad now, but he's obviously going to sign with the Ravens. They made an interesting trade yesterday. They traded their starting outside linebacker.
Odafe Owe,
who had 10 sacks last year, to the Chargers for another safety when they just got Chauncey and all those everything, which is interesting as hell, but whatever.
And they drafted a safety.
Yeah.
And they got one of the best safeties in football.
Yeah.
Now, their defense has been
I didn't realize Kyle Hamilton got hurt in practice.
Okay.
Yeah, so he got hurt in practice. So,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he got hurt in practice.
Like out for a
while? I don't know. I have no clue. I have no clue.
Because that's who I was talking about.
But, yeah, add him to the other.
Add him to the list.
Yeah, man. They are
Ravens are decimated.
They are so banged up and so decimated, which, you know, whatever.
There's a documentary about Saquon. He reveals he requested a trade from the Giants in 2023.
That was on the oh, I don't know.
No, that was on Hard Knocks when they didn't bring him back.
Okay. Well, yeah, I didn't know.
And everybody's got a documentary these days.
Yeah, man. Then we saw Odell. Odell was on with the boys on the Pivot talking about it. I actually sat down and watched a lot of it. You know, he's honest about his stuff, but also that he got popped by for PEDs. So he's on a 6-game suspension anyways. So
is he serving it? Do you have to be on – a team?
No.
Okay.
No. That's miss 6.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to miss 6.
So he just has to miss the first 6 games of this year. Because we were talking about it last week because Isaiah's a big Odell fan.
Yes.
I was like, what's Odell even doing?
Yeah.
That explains that.
Yeah, so he's out.
I don't think he's missing the first 6 this year. I think he's missing 6 starting this week.
Oh.
The way I read it is he's just now serving it.
Why didn't he just start it earlier?
I don't know if he was facing it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's one of the things where he could have got popped. But he was with Miami, so it had to happen when he was playing for Miami, maybe the off season because he was swinging like he was in the program.
Interesting.
You know, the program you get tested all the time. Hey, guys, this Monday, we've just been talking about this Monday. We have wall-to-wall coverage of the game starting at 11 o'clock with a special broadcast at the Signia by Hilton Hotel. I got to figure out what that is. It's Duke Sabel. It's myself from the Nest on 4. And that's Signia Sports Bar overlooking Mercedes-Benz. So we'll be out there Monday, so make sure you guys come hang out with us starting at 11 to 3 at the Signia by Hilton on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get into a college football corner. some more Georgia-Auburn thoughts ahead of that game on Saturday night. Start looking at some of the other big ones as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We need more of that.
Yeah, man. More ha-ha.
Whatever you call it. What do you call that?
We need more breath.
Like a satisfied breath.
Yeah, we need more breath.
They used to be everywhere. Not anymore.
They need it, man.
I know.
You need more mouth action in music.
In life, I think. Across the board.
Yeah, never mind.
Who couldn't go for a little bit more mouth action?
Never mind.
That's what we provide from 11 to 2 every day. Yeah. Andy and Randy in the midday shows. Hitting you with some mouth action.
Yeah.
We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. College Football Corner just a minute from now also.
The red helmets that the Falcons are wearing, that's Bartowski them, right? Or is that Deion? That's Deion them. That red.
Yeah, I think both.
Yeah, I think it's both, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I think both.
Because they were showing clips of Deion. I saw the Falcons Deion. I'm like, them white jerseys are just nasty.
They are.
They're so cold. Yep. And I mean, and again, because they're showing the Bucks and the Seahawks their last game as far as them wearing their vintage, whatever you want to call them. Like, is there, like, what is, like, Nike can make the jerseys or whoever makes the jerseys. So my thing is, like, whose call is it? Is it the NFL saying that, no, we don't want you to bring those back? Because, yeah. Like, it's my damn uniform. Why can't we just wear them? Is it Mr. Blank don't want that error or whatever? I never have gotten that.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I don't know the answer to it. It does to me feel like we're going, because now it used to be like you could do it once a year.
Yeah.
Now you can do it 3 times a year, 5 times a year, something like that. It seems like we're getting pretty close to college football. Where it's just like, yeah, whatever
combo, the hell y'all want to wear.
Whatever retro, maybe you have a new one. Because that's the thing, too, now. Like, it's not just retros. You had Buffalo wearing the all whites the other night.
So ugly.
I agree with that. But I'm trying to think, what team has the biggest gap between their throwbacks and their current? The throwbacks, because the Falcons are close.
Yeah.
Because the current uniforms are just so bland. Like, there's just nothing about it.
Ape said the Chargers. No, because, like, they're, like, we wore the powder blues, but these aren't really powder bluish to me.
I know, it's a weird hybrid.
Yeah.
Because when you guys, the Chargers started reincorporating that back into the mix, and it was like, oh.
Yes.
Yeah, wear those.
Yeah, it was usually night game.
Yeah.
Yeah, televised night game. But, yeah, so those are the powder blues. Like, what they're wearing now.
It's almost like an electric blue. Yeah,
can't get my head around it. So the Rams blue was off a little bit, too.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's an L.A. thing. I don't know. Maybe it's an L.A. thing. But, I mean, that's about it, though, right?
The problem with the Bucks is, like, I don't think the creamsicles are great. I don't know. Maybe people missed them. I don't know. But
I think that's what it is.
But the Bucks' current uniforms are terrible also.
But
it's like graphite gray and red. Like
I remember when they went to those, too.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. Oh, okay. That was what y'all went to.
It looks like XFL.
Yeah, a little bit. a little bit, man. But, yeah, when I saw that video of Deion in that white jersey, I was like, man, they need to – those things, they're a cold, damn blooded.
They have the option to have the best uniform combo in the NFL.
Yes.
Everybody
loves the red helmet.
And the black one, too. I think the red one's sharper.
Yes.
But, like, if you're going to mix it up and have different things to try to sell more merchandise, which is what it is.
Yes.
Like, the NFL wants to have as many different options for people to buy as possible. The black one's good, too. The all blacks with those 90s Falcons uniforms, the black helmet, black jersey. I mean,
woo-hoo.
I don't know. They don't ask us. But they are wearing the red ones on Monday night, which would be great. And it'll be on national TV, and everyone will have the same conversation all over again, which is, oh, these are awesome. Why don't they wear them all the time? And then they'll go back to the other ones the next week. They do play well when they wear those jerseys, too. I know that that's not, like, a real thing, but it's also a fact. Like, they're 13-5 in the last 18 games they've worn the throwbacks.
Really?
Alabama's 11-2 when Kalen DeBoer wears a black hoodie on the sideline.
Say again?
Alabama, as we transition to the college football corner, I was just trying to find a way to do this, and I found it. Alabama Crimson Tide under Kalen DeBoer, 11-2 when he wears the black Alabama hoodie on the sideline. 1-3 when he doesn't.
I would wear the black hoodie.
Black hoodie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody stole him back.
He's got to know.
Yeah, I'm somebody sure.
Remember last year they lost a couple games and people were mad.
Oh, my God. She looked sloppy.
Yeah.
Nick Saban was all shirt tucked in with the polo.
Well, yeah. He's looked less sloppy.
Yeah, that's why they're losing.
He's looked less sloppy.
Yeah, right.
They got a big one
on
Saturday. They're headed up to Columbia to take on the undefeated Missouri Tigers, 5-0, 14th ranked in the country. I did hear a question asked to Kalen DeBoer during his press conference earlier this week of how do you avoid falling into the trap game mentality. It's like, trap game? They're going on the road to play an undefeated ranked team. What are we talking about?
Them noon kickoffs, man.
I will say
the noon kicks.
Noon kick, and last year, they won all their home games. Mm-hmm. When Alabama lost the games that they lost last year, they were, and not even against teams as talented as Missouri, you know, they're going up to Vanderbilt and losing that game. Or they're going up to Oklahoma and losing that game. To me, as he sort of tries to build, I won't say back, because I don't know that there was ever any, to try to build trust with the Alabama fans, these are the type of games that you have to win.
Yeah,
couple at home are great, but you got to win this one, too. I guess they won in Athens.
Bo Pradula is playing really good, Bunk. That's what we were talking earlier this week. Like Notre Dame, Penn State people are talking about the wrong quarterback league because he's playing his ass off. Ahmad Hardy might be the best back in SEC.
Statistically, he is.
Yeah, he is toting that. Like my boy Big Foss would say, he toting that tater. You know, and they're able, they got to do some good things on defense, obviously, which Mizzou's always had, like, just good defensive players. But I think, you know, this is another step for, you know, Ty Simpson, Kalen DeBoer, obviously the offensive line. They got jammed back. They're getting the ball to the receivers. Can they go in there and leave no doubt who they are? And I'm talking Bama. Can they just go in there and leave no doubt? It's going to be, like, again, noon kick on the road at a really good team and a really, really good venue.
Yep.
Can they not, you know, because two back-to-back feeling yourself wins. Mm-hmm. Like, we're the better team in both of those games against Georgia and against Vanderbilt. Yeah. Now you're going on the road up there.
The thing about this one, too, is, like, you could play good and lose.
Yes.
Like, Missouri's a good team.
Missouri's very good. They're a good team.
This isn't that same thing we were talking about last year with the Oklahoma or whatever else it was. Like, Missouri's really good. They've got really good players, and they've been good. Like,
this is a good team.
Eli Drinkwitz, they've won, like, 11 and 12 games the last couple of years. Like, I don't know.
Remember 3 years ago, they were talking about getting up out of there.
He's an odd fella. I think we can all agree on that. He's an odd duck. But he wins. He wins games. Ohio State also at noon. They're traveling to Champaign, Illinois to take on the Illini. Yeah, absolutely. And Ohio State, you know, I mean, they're undefeated. They obviously got the win in the first game against Texas, which everyone was hyping up. Texas didn't look quite like what people thought they were going to. I thought they looked really impressive against Washington a couple weeks ago as well, in a tough place to play. And now they get another opportunity against a ranked team to show out. I think Illinois is good, but I don't think they can beat Ohio State.
I think I lost a lot of it. I mean, some of it wore off on me how they got their asses handed to them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, these noon kicks on the road, and it's going to be hostile because you got Ohio State coming in there. You said they got the what's the thing called?
Oh, God dang. It's the Illy Buck.
The Illy Buck.
The Illy Buck trophy. I mean,
the Illy Buck is when a, they fake get together. A fake rat, right?
It's a turtle.
Oh, okay, fake turtle.
Yeah, it's a little turtle.
A fake turtle.
I don't know.
That they're playing
this
for.
This is what I'm new to the Big Ten, Randy.
Oh, I'm
a couple years in.
My bad. Yes,
but all these matchups have, like, trophies.
Yes. Can Altmyer play outplay Sands? I think that's going to be the key.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I still think Altmyer's a very good quarterback.
I do, too. I don't know that he's going to look great against that defense.
Yes.
I think Ohio State's defense, I don't know. You probably Miami, obviously. Oklahoma's got a great defense. There's a handful of them.
I saw Brady earlier this week. I can't think of his name. Their top pass rusher is supposed to be back for this game. So, I mean, they're going to get after it.
They haven't allowed a touchdown in the red zone.
They just can't. I mean, the biggest thing with Ohio State is they're superior to Illinois. You can't, just like I think Alabama is superior to Mizzou, you can't come down to where they are because that gives them an opportunity. You go out there and just go in and kick their mouth in, then you're good to go. You're good to go. But I still like Ohio State to win this one.
No, I do too. I think Ohio State's much better. 14.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and yeah, exactly. Vegas agrees. Alabama, Missouri, 2.5. Ohio State, Illinois, 14.5.
Yeah.
Georgia, Auburn, 3.5.
Yeah.
They think that one's going to be a barn burner, too.
I know what was it for.
Well, you know, either way.
Either
way. That's a tight line.
Yeah.
I see 3.5 here.
Okay. No problem. I mean, yeah, I mean, you go on a road in the SEC, it's going to be like that. It's a rivalry game. And again, they are in a position just like Kalen DeBoer was. There's pressure on the coach, from the fans. There ain't no more pressure than anybody on Hugh Freeze right now. You know what I mean?
When's the last time there was an Auburn coach that didn't have pressure on him? Like, when's the last time an Auburn coach got a good night's sleep?
Terry Bowden.
Like,
after
Cam won the national championship?
They knew Terry were coming for Terry, so they knew eventually that was going to run out.
Even after Cam won the national championship, everyone's like, I don't trust that guy.
Hell no.
See what it looks like when Cam's gone.
And then you saw.
And yes.
Yes. You saw what it looked like. It was awful. Oh, I was like, what the hell was that?
Oh, yeah. Also, Oregon hosts Indiana.
That's going to be a good game.
We'll talk about that one as well.
That's going to be a game.
I think, yeah. I hope it's a good game. I think Oregon's really good, man.
They were really good last year.
They
got a better quarterback. I do believe you when you say that.
I think he's
a better quarterback. Two touchdown and a half spread. So 7.5. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can see that. I think Oregon, they're very good. This is just another test for them.
Well, this is one of those ones for me. There's a couple of them on Saturday where it's like, all right, like if Oregon handles their business in a convincing way against Indiana, then you start being like, all right, these are the teams that are
Miami,
Oregon. Yes. I don't know who else you maybe want to put up there, but it's an opportunity for them to make that kind of statement. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boom, 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 boom.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what, that scenario.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here, hump day. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Mark Schlereth is going to join us. Say some right up to the line stuff about some different NFL stories.
Yes.
Maybe over the line, depending on who you ask. But we'll get his thoughts on the Falcons and the Bills and everything else going on in the NFL at 1:20, an hour away from the AMA, where we also will toe the line and answer your questions, anything you want to know. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a minute.
And the more and more I'm looking at this running back from the Cardinals, he was in. It was touchdown. It looks like he's crossed the plane. It's close, but it does look like he crossed the plane.
Okay.
It does look like he crossed the plane. Because I know the coach got fired $100,000 by the team.
Right.
Yeah.
For going after him
for
on
going
the
after him and everything
getting
like that.
With him
getting
and
physical
that.
And everything like yeah. that. But it does look like, you know.
Like he broke the plane before he dropped the
ball? Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. That was barely.
Well, if you just hang on to it.
Just hang on to it and go in the end zone and maybe do a, I mean, whatever these dances are nowadays. They so damn zesty nowadays with these damn end zone dances. Like, just spike the damn ball and flex. Yeah, but damn, between the dances and the damn handshake where you're interlocking fingers 14 different damn times. Because my kids, they all, they want to make up handshakes with daddy when I see them. Like, I guess they're getting too big for me to hug them and stuff like that. I don't care. I hug them all. Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah. Nice try. Get
so,
in here.
Yeah. So Sammy was like, hey, come on, dad. We're going to get a handshake. I'm like, cool, whatever, bro. And so we do slap. And then he start doing this, like, interlocking fingers and twisting all around like that. You know your daddy got raggedy-ass hands. Like, I can't do all that interlocking of fingers and going up and down and all that other stuff, man.
Yeah.
But I was like.
Yeah,
that
arthritis
what,
does not.
That, it don't give.
Yeah, you can't
arthritis
be doing all that.
Arthritis don't give for handshakes.
You need an arthritis handshake.
Yeah, man. A pound. Give me a bag. But yeah, they
shake it out.
And so I was like, yeah, they do be doing all that. Going up in the air, bringing it down, twisting in and out, going up. I'm like, that's just too much.
Sometimes when I see people, like one teammate will have a handshake with like five or six different teammates. Like, that's – you got to
like, LeBron has – he remembers the handshake back from Cleveland,
you
the first
have a
round.
Great memory.
Yeah, dog. Yes.
I don't know. I haven't had a lot of handshakes in my life, so maybe it's not that hard to remember them.
Yes.
But it just seems like that would take a lot of
it
practice.
It seems like it would take a lot of damn practice. And then I'm like, when do y'all just sit down in your spare time in the locker room? Hey, man, come over here and get the handshake right.
Right. All right, we've done looking at tape. The game plan settled. We're going to win tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now come over here and start working on some hand stuff.
Yeah, let's go over here and get some of these handshakes, man.
Me and Lily have a handshake every morning when I drop her off. It's just a turtle high five.
What's it? Turtle high five?
Slow motion.
Oh, okay.
High five. So she has to sit there for a minute and tell me, I love you, Dad, before
okay.
she leaves.
All right.
Just a little turtle high five. And then she's out. Then she's out the door.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Very simple.
Yeah. Very simple. Very simple. Easy. Easy to remember. No finger stuff.
Yeah.
Don't have to do any of that.
Finger interlocking just, and all that other stuff. Okay, let me go.
All right. Let's
get my finger go. Damn it.
Page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
M's won yesterday. So they're up 2-1. Will play today at 3 o'clock. Yankees won a thriller last night. Comeback game in an elimination scenario versus the Blue Jays.
We were actually just talking about that.
Yeah, because, you know, Aaron Judge, he's the captain, and he
finally got his moment.
Yeah, because he's been ass in the playoffs. Let's call it what
it is. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's been ass in the playoffs. And, they were waiting for his moment. Dude, just beat he knocked the hell out of that damn ball.
It was awesome.
He knocked the hell out of that ball. You were saying he made a play in the field also.
He made a great play in the field.
In the next inning, yeah.
He had a double earlier in the game because they were down 6-1 in that game. Like, it looked like they were about to get And like there was a video of, I guess, Jazz Chisholm made a bad play and then the camera caught him yawning. Yeah. So you know how people are.
Yeah,
but then he also hit the game-winning home run.
With the bat flip. So, with the awesome bat flip.
What a bat flip.
You call that a flip?
That's more like a tomahawk.
It's more like tomahawk. There you go. I was going to say he threw it.
Yeah.
It looked like he was throwing an axe into a freaking wall.
That was an axe throw, yeah.
He knocked the hell out of that ball.
Now, and then Judge had a great quote about it, too. He said, the ghosts blew it fair, which is such a cool, like, classic Yankees way of thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now they're showing all the drop balls from the players.
Why does it happen this many times?
Deshaun Jackson's was pretty damn funny.
He was the first one to do it.
That we can remember.
That we can remember.
Yeah, his was pretty damn funny.
Well, y'all are looking at that now?
They're showing it on TV.
Yeah, that's pretty damn funny, man.
Well, that's what he was probably thinking. Y'all got cameras down the goal line now?
Like, he tossed the hell at that damn ball,
that was like
too.
A Jazz Chisholm bat flip. Deshaun kicked it back to the 20.
He tossed the hell out that damn ball.
Man, that guy, prime Deshaun Jackson, was so fun.
So cold.
Four baseball games today for the last time in 2026, as every one of them be an elimination game.
Thank you. Hurry up, get over with it.
And then it'll be two baseball games.
I'm salty still.
It is, yeah.
I
know
salty.
What you mean.
Yep,
they brought back some of that for me because I was watching the Mariners game last night, and I was like, man.
I'm so salty. Because
the atmosphere in Detroit, like, that's what you want.
It is.
Playoff
it really
baseball
is
so
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Sucks to not have it.
Very salty.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that are great. So, Jameis, man, is just always Jameis, even in a loss. So, here's a piece of audio of Jameis and DeMario Davis meeting up after the game. You know, Jameis played for the Saints for a couple years. So you know those guys love each other. They're both big in their faiths and whatnot. Freaking Jameis.
Hey, boy, I got so much love for you, dog.
Thank you. Every time I come here, I bring you a victory. You know what I'm saying?
I knew you was going to bring one. One thing I count on is my brother going to take care of me.
That's great.
All right, boy. I love you, man.
Hey, keep shining.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, your light is shining bright.
Yeah, no doubt.
On that big stage, too.
Keep going.
I love it, dog.
Thank you, my
keep
boy.
It doing, bro.
I love you, man.
Keep leading.
That big stage in New York and the third string running back on the depth chart. I love it, man. You know I was going to bring you a victory every time I come here.
And Jameis was happy to bring him one.
Yes.
He was like, yeah, I had to do it, bring it down to you.
Hey, man.
Jameis' team. Now, he didn't play.
He didn't play, but I just, you know what, man.
Love that guy.
It's hard not to, man. It's hard not to. And I'm pretty sure on every team he's on, he's one of the most popular guys in the locker room.
He wouldn't have sounded like that had he been the quarterback,
no.
right?
Okay. No.
I would assume.
I don't know. Hell, I don't know either. Who knows?
He wouldn't have said that to him if he would have.
No, he would have.
He was the reason why the Saints got a victory. I would imagine.
Those three picks. Like, I knew you were going to bring me a victory.
Yeah. Like, yeah, dude, that's wild. That's a funny ass dude, man.
Just try in your daily life to enjoy anything as much as Jameis Winston enjoys everything.
Everything.
Like, God, in a world where all people want to do is be negative and this and that. That man is so joyous.
So we've talked about Jameis possibly becoming a preacher after he's done with football.
He got to be something,
Would
man.
Would you not love Jameis coaching your kid in high school football?
Sure.
Or eighth grade,
sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Just coach. I think Jameis would make a great football coach, at least a great motivator.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, he's going to have a lot of opportunities.
So from two people that love each other to two people that don't, or one of them's a group of people. I'm talking about Jerry Jones and Jets fans. So have y'all actually seen the video?
Yes. Mm-mm. I have.
I mean, Jerry flips off a Jets fan and then points at him. Like, he wanted to know that he was the guy that it was meant for.
That's for you. That's for you.
Yes. He was like,
But this is my thing. All right. He flicks them off and they cheer.
And he's saying it's Cowboys fans. All right. So, look. So now you've seen it now.
That's very good.
So here's Jerry making the excuse of he threw the wrong finger. Like, why would you not just own it? It's only $250. Jerry's got $13 billion.
Yeah.
Right. Listen to this.
We were all excited about there wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand.
What did you think? Like a thumbs up?
And I'm not kidding. It was if you want to call it accidental, you can call it accidental, but it got straightened around pretty quick. I've had a chance to look at it. It got straightened around pretty quick, but the intention was thumbs up.
Really? I just made that up right there.
Our fans because everybody was jumping up and down excited.
He gets his finger stuck.
Maybe all those people in traffic are really trying to give you a thumbs up.
Jerry's old.
He could forget.
He probably don't got feeling in his fingers.
It takes a minute to get from the brain to the finger now, too.
It does. That's all.
He had a weird bird, though. He was like that.
Yeah.
I'm more like that.
Yeah.
I like the thumb out.
Are you a thumb out guy?
Are you a thumb out birder?
I'm a thumb out guy when I'm saying F you or I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
I'm a tuck thumb when I'm just having fun with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So like, that's how you know.
Yeah.
You get
that
thumb out.
You get
careful.
I'm messing with my boy or something, I'll give him the thumb in.
Okay.
But if I'm like you, yeah.
Thumb in's a playful bird.
Yes.
Thumb out, you better look out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Glad these cameras aren't in here.
We can flip the cameras off.
No,
can't
we can't, man.
Can tell them what we're on. It would be on YouTube, right?
Isn't that a silly thing?
What?
Like that, you know? Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
See, I think the thumb is a more serious one. This is like, want every.
Well,
bit
then
of that
in Europe, they like give you one of those, gold. Right? Isn't it one of those?
Do they throw a peace sign when they want
to? But it's not a peace sign.
Oh,
it's the same thing.
Two? Like,
it's all arbitrary.
I thought the bird was universal.
Thought it was too. Oh.
So, I mean, that's that, right? Thumbs up is good, pretty much in general, or more, or turn the volume up.
Okay.
Right? That one's I'm number one. Anything else that you could do with that?
Sit your ass down with the
point. And the point, sure. Obviously, the bird, the pinky you pop out when you're being fancy or making fun of somebody.
Yes, would you say you drank?
What's the ring
finger? Or the pinky swear with your kids.
Oh, the pinky swear.
Yeah, pinky swear with
your
kids.
Big with little kids.
You know what a great thing to do, especially for kids who are in the car and you're in traffic? Because I don't flip people birds very often. But if somebody just like cuts me off with and then breaks or something like that, give them the old thumbs down.
I'm a big thumbs down guy.
Bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's worse than a bird, man. I'm disappointed in you.
I boo my kids a lot.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm like a New York sports fan in my house.
I am definitely not a thumbs down guy.
Boo. Boo. Try again.
Definitely not.
Room's still dirty. Boo. Get back in there.
Might start trying it.
F minus on effort. Yeah. There's a lot of grades being thrown out.
Interesting.
So speaking of people that don't like each other,
I like to heckle
at least,
my kids is what I'm saying.
I assume they don't. There's more to this Mark Sanchez and Perry Toll story. So apparently Perry Toll, who is the guy that stabbed Mark Sanchez, is now possibly in trouble with the company that he works for, Restaurant Technologies.
For stealing knives.
Nope. Because in his restaurant, in his work policies or their work like handbook or whatever.
Not allowed to have weapons.
There is language restricting the possession of weapons while performing work duties or on company
property. Wow.
He is a delivery driver. Why would you have anything restricting the, like, I get it. Like, you don't want an Uber driver or a FedEx guy just rolling down the road with a gun hanging out of the car or anything like that.
Yeah, but also,
how do you expect him to not have a knife or mace?
A lot of drivers have something.
Someone already hit Atlanta, Uber driver shot somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
That was at the Wahoo in Dunwoody.
What the hell is a damn Wahoo, man?
And why are you so excited?
And why are you so damn excited?
Because you guys ignored me when I brought that story up yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, you did?
On the radio?
Nope. Back in the office.
No, I remember that.
I don't. But that's what I'm saying.
I think Wahoo.
Thank you for proving the point.
I think
Wahoo is what cool people call Waffle House.
I've called it Wahoo for 20 years.
That's two decades.
And there's nobody cooler than Abe. There's nobody cooler than Abe.
Point proven.
Point proven. But wow!
I rest my case.
And real quick for y'all, here's a snippet of OBJ on the pivot saying, "I didn't change anything in my diet."
Year 12, right? So in 12 years of me being tested out my coming to state, you know, the only time they wouldn't test me is if I was overseas.
They will.
And the first time I'm asking about testosterone, in which I haven't changed nothing. I'm not even built like that. Like, I'm built like my mama. Like,
huh.
Yeah.
Who was a six-time All-American track athlete at LSU.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So he starts asking about testosterone, but he says he never changed anything. So I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, he did kind of, I don't know.
I don't know, man, but I know one thing.
He's coming off like a shattered ankle and an ACL.
Them
so.
Damn P-men, they come get your ass. They will cut them out of where
you come overseas now for you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anywhere.
Do they have any other part of their job other than just go around and get people's pee?
I don't know, dude. I got pee tested. Like, in, I was out at mama's house coming up and got the call. It's a truck stop down there right there where Mama is over there. It was like, was it Jefferson Pilot? Whatever it was. Right there off exit 201. Yeah, in the bathroom.
Really, just showed up?
Yeah, because you know he was asking where he's in town. He was in Atlanta, and it was the off season. Off season, and damn it, I was like, I'm down here, Mama. I was like, you don't want to come down here all the way down to Mama. I'll meet you off the exit over here, and you know, yeah, man, it don't matter, dog. They coming to get their urine sample.
They're gonna get it.
Yeah, such
whether it's at a truck stop and
don't matter.
You ever know like what form of randomness they use because they're supposed to be random, right? But it seem like a lot of players get tested.
Well,
over
I mean,
over.
If you're in the program. Then you're going to get tested four times a month. You get tested four times a month.
So is that for somebody that's made an offense before?
Yes.
Is there's an actual pro?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
I just hope there's a good part of their job too. Is all I'm saying.
I'll tell you the worst one ever when I because they
a bad job.
Before they changed it where they would like you got to pull your pants down to your knees and they have to stand there and like they stand there and watch. Before they would just sit back behind it. The best one is when
so it got worse.
Yeah, the best one was the dudes where the old school dudes that would act like they couldn't stand to go and would have the P man would have to go in the stall with them while they there's nothing funnier because they would actually
I don't know how much you'd have to pay me to do that job.
Nothing funnier.
I don't want that job.
Hey, the morning shift's going to be at Publix at Buckhead Landing Friday morning. So make sure y'all go down there and see the crew. Big Mike, Allie, Mac, and Bo. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Mark Schlereth going to join us at 1:20 as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.